The island of Manhattan is a cozy village populated by more than 7 million fascinating individuals who all behave like they own the sidewalk. But lately, it seemed as if the entire city had been magically reduced to only two people. Us. 4-hour conversations flew by in the space of 15 minutes, and a few days apart felt like weeks. I realized that Einstein's law of relativity would have to be amended to include a special set of rules. Those to explain the peculiar effects of infatuation.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm trying to get hold of a Miss Carrie Bradshaw. She used to be a friend of mine.
Yeah. Good morning.
Wait. I think I recognize that voice.
God, I can't believe it's been so long. I've been meaning to call you. I've just been...
Sucking your brains out?
Yeah, well, that's the least of it. You know what? I don't think that I have been hit this hard since... Now, you know what? I'm not going to compare it to anything else because everything else has always ended.
So will I actually get to see you sometime?
Yeah, absolutely. How about tonight?
Yeah, tonight will work.
All right, so I'll call Charlotte and Samantha and see if they're free because Big's got this dinner thing, so, you know, we didn't have any plans anyway, and I'll
God,
probably...
would you listen to yourself?
Yeah, I know. I've become one of those women we hate.
Yes, you have. I can't talk now. I'll call you later, okay?
All right, bye. As I hung up, I realized I'd committed the cardinal sin. I'd forsaken my girlfriends for my new boyfriend. That night, I faced the tribunal.
We really weren't that concerned. Jack's completely hurt and offended.
Actually, you missed a lot.
I know. I am trying to...
Miranda had worked on a big successful merger. Samantha was obsessed with the idea of a new apartment. And Charlotte. Charlotte was practically engaged. They met the day after I dropped off the edge of the earth. His name was Michael Conway. He was from a good New York family, and he absolutely adored Charlotte.
I think this might be it. I think this might be the one. We've met him. He's perfect.
Even his fucking dog is perfect.
But there is one thing.
Last night, after Michael took Charlotte to the Philharmonic, they went back to his place and began the classic dating ritual. The blowjob tug of war.
Come on. Not tonight.
When?
Sometime.
The truth is, I hate doing it.
Honey, you can't be serious. Are you telling us you never perform this act?
She'll juggle, she'll spin plates, but she won't give head.
I don't like putting it in my mouth.
I have a very sensitive gag reflex, and it makes me want to puke.
That's one way to say no.
But it's not like I haven't tried. Practiced on a banana. I pretended it was a popsicle, but I just don't like it.
Personally, I'm loving it up to the point where the guy wants me to swallow.
Well, that's really a judgment call.
Some men just take it so personally if you don't.
Some guys don't give you a choice.
Well, that's just bad behavior.
Are you honestly telling me you like it?
Well, it's not my favorite thing on the menu, but, you know, I'll order it from time to time, and with the right guy, it can be nice.
Oral sex is like God's gift to women. You can get off without worrying about getting pregnant.
Plus, the sense of power is such a turn-on. Maybe you're on your knees, but you got him by the ball.
Now, you see, that is the reason that I don't want to go down this road.
Well, sweetheart, if you're going to get all choked up about it, just don't do it. Don't do it.
But if you don't go down on him, how can you expect him to go down on you?
I don't.
Oh, well, forget it. I only give head to get head.
Me too.
A few hours and a couple of bottles of Pinot Grigio later, vows of friendship renewed. We were almost out the door when...
Hey, isn't that Mr. Big?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go over and say hi.
Ditching us now would be really bad form.
I'm not going to ditch you. Surprise.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Good, good. I was just here with my bossy having dinner, and I saw you.
Oh, Carrie, this is Julia Woods. Julia, Carrie Bradshaw.
Nice to meet you. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Excuse me. Are you on a date?
Sort of.
I thought you said you had a business thing tonight.
I said a dinner thing.
Well, she's stunning. And I should know because, frankly, she stunned me. Well, enjoy your dinner.
Are you okay?
Oh, sure, sure. I was just, you know, I just didn't realize you were dating other women.
Well, not a lot of them. Oh. Why don't we talk about this Saturday?
Sure, sure, sure. So, then, enjoy your dinner. Oh, already said that. Well, do it twice.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. He's seen other women.
Frick.
True, we had never discussed exclusivity. But while for me the idea of seeing another man would be like trying to fit another outfit into an already overstuffed suitcase, Big was happily dating another woman like it was the most natural thing in the world. Is it that men have an innate aversion to monogamy? Or is it more than that? I wondered. In a city like New York, with its infinite possibilities, has monogamy become too much to expect?
I've been involved in a monogamous relationship for over a year now. It's been wonderfully fulfilling. Of course, my definition of monogamy includes sex with prostitutes.
The problem with monogamy, it's just so incredibly dull.
My lover and I have a kind of 90s monogamy. We have sex with other people, but we don't exchange fluids or phone numbers.
Hello.
Monogamy is fabulous. It gives you a deep and profound connection to another human being, and you don't have to shave your legs as much.
Of course I'm monogamous. Why, what have you heard?
This is the sea line. This is the best in the building. Have you ever seen any place like this? Is this to die?
It's nice.
Hold this. Just a second.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Was someone looking for a view?
Oh, Pamela, it's beautiful, but it's a little out of my price.
I know. So sue me. I just love to show the creme de la creme. I will break my ass for you, sweetheart. I just want to ask you for one small favor in return.
My firstborn?
No, sweetheart. I don't even want my own kids. Promise me that you won't work with any other broker.
Of course.
Samantha didn't believe in monogamy, especially when it came to real estate agents.
This is a pre-war six. Notice the classic lines. Very solidly built.
Although Pamela had the hottest contacts in town, Rick did have a slight competitive edge. He gave Samantha the opportunity to combine her two greatest loves, sex and real estate. That afternoon, I dragged my poor, tortured soul out to lunch with Stanford Blatch and attempted to stun it senseless with Cosmopolitan.
Monogamy is on the way out again. It had a brief comeback in the 90s, but as the millennium approaches, everyone's leaving their options open.
Come on, you wouldn't commit to a nice guy given the option.
I can't even commit to a long-distance carrier.
Yeah, you know what you are? You're a whore.
I wish that were true.
Hey, Stanford.
Hey, Jared, how are you?
My book just got a kick-ass review in Entertainment Weekly.
How marvelous. Oh, Jared, have you met Carrie Bradshaw?
No, but I've read your column. Nice shit.
Thanks.
You should write about me sometime. My life is so fucked up right now.
Oh, Carrie, Jared is the writer of the book Avenue B, and New York Magazine just named him one of the 30 coolest people under 30 in the city.
Wow, what an honor.
You know, if they were doing the 30 sexiest women under 30, I'm sure you'd go right to the top of the list.
You're quite the storyteller, aren't you?
That's no one. Listen, the magazine's throwing us a party tomorrow night at Luna. I'll be sure and put your names at the door.
Oh, thanks.
So you'll be there?
I'll do my best.
Group. Ciao.
What was happening to me? I used to get a secret rush from men who hit on me during their 15 minutes of fame. In this case, it merely felt exhausting.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi.
I'm just calling to confirm tomorrow night. Are we still on?
Yeah, of course we are. Why wouldn't we be? I was striving for noncommittal, but I was worried I had just bordered on shrill.
I'll pick you up at 8.
Yeah, it's fine.
I miss you, baby.
Yeah, me too.
There were so many questions I wanted him to answer but would not ask. Not tonight, at least. No, tonight I would ask Miranda.
He said, "I miss you, baby." Do you think that was meant to be some kind of coded mea culpa?
You mean like what he really meant was, "I've been a complete idiot. Please forgive me for having dinner with that other woman."
Yeah, exactly.
Could be.
helpful, no, because that would mean that everything that he ever said that I interpreted as sincere is subject to interpretation. In that case, what I perceive as his feelings for me may only really be reflected projections of my feelings for him.
What?
Oh, God, I'm freaking. I gotta stop.
Hey, Carrie.
Oh, hi.
Hey, guys. Great to see you. What are you up to?
Just hanging.
Oh, hey, Allison. This is Miranda and Carrie. Miranda and Carrie, this is Allison.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, me too. You know, we're all such great big fans of your column over at Vogue.
You work at Vogue?
Yeah, designer relations. Skipper and I just had the most incredible meal.
Oh, it's this little hole in the wall.
This darling French bistro that I am telling you I lived a year in Paris and never ate so well. And cheap.
Really?
Go quick before the Times destroys it with a rave.
Okay.
Anyways, great to see you guys.
Yeah, great meeting you.
You too.
Good night.
Bye. Who was that self-important bitch?
I think that was Skipper's new girlfriend. Well, she seemed all right.
I didn't think that was his type.
Well, that's true, Miranda. You're his type. But you broke up with him, remember?
Something looks different. Has he been working out?
Hey, Skipper here. Leave me a message.
Hi, Skipper. It's Miranda. I just wanted to say it was great running into you today. And,
You looked great.
Did you do something different to your hair?
Hello? Miranda. Hey. I can't talk right now.
That's okay. I just wanted to say maybe, you know, I thought we could have dinner some night.
Seriously?
Yeah. I miss you.
I'll call you later.
Is everything okay?
Allison, I think you're great. And, but I've got to be totally honest with you. The woman who I think I love just called and asked me back.
You're breaking up with me while you're still inside of me?
As Skipper rededicated his singular affection for Miranda, Charlotte was receiving her own declaration of monogamy.
What do you think about not seeing anyone else but each other?
Really?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea.
I think it's the best idea I've ever had in my life.
Well, in that case, absolutely.
And while Charlotte embraced fidelity, and Samantha flaunted her infidelity, I found myself caught somewhere in between. So, whose fairy crowded apartment are we in?
Max, he's an old friend of mine. And remember, Becky is his second wife. She's a doll. You'll love her.
Hey there, stranger.
Melissa, this is Carrie Bradshaw.
Hi, love your column, never miss it.
Oh, wow, thank you. I've been trying to call you.
Yeah, you know...
I still have my passport.
She's a friend I once traveled with.
Internationally, I would imagine.
Let's find Max.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Max!
Excuse me.
I'm glad you could make it.
All right, Max, I want you to meet someone very special.
Julia.
Actually, it's Carrie.
Carrie? Well, welcome.
Carrie writes this fantastic column in the New York Star. It's called Sex in the City.
Well, if you're looking for material, you're dating the right man.
Thank you, Max. Thank you very much.
Are we dating? I thought we were just sleeping together.
Oh, well, I'm sure after tonight we won't be doing much of either.
Excuse me.
I'll be right back. Carrie, you've got to be kidding.
How many women are you dating?
In the tri-state area?
Well, let's see. There's me, Julia. Oh, and let's not forget International Melissa.
Carrie, I'm not doing this here.
Fine.
Can we just enjoy the party?
I don't know.
Come on. What do you want from me?
What do I want from you? Nothing. I don't want anything from you. I have to go. I'm sorry. I felt like a fool. I had gone so far out on a limb with my feelings. that I didn't realize I was standing out there alone. When life gets this confusing, sometimes there's only one thing to do. Attend a fabulous party.
Hey, Sanford.
Harry! What a surprise. Where's
Oh, don't ask.
What happened?
He became predictable.
How predictable?
Hey, you made it.
Hey, Jared.
Get you a drink.
How's the politics? Thanks.
In a room where everyone was gorgeous, cool, and under 30, monogamy suddenly began to seem like a quaint notion.
God, that was, like, so great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just want to lie like this forever?
Well, for a few minutes, anyway.
I missed you. You know, and I want you to know that that other woman doesn't mean a thing to me.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind if you keep seeing her.
Oh, God, no. I broke up with her the second that you called.
Skipper, you didn't have to do that.
Of course I did. I was so happy to hear from you that we were still doing it while I was talking to you, and I didn't even realize it.
You're kidding, right?
No. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Crazy. Listen, Skipper, I'm not ready for a full-blown relationship thing.
What?
I mean, we can see each other and still see other people, right?
No. No, we can't. At least I can't. Why did you call me back anyway?
I'm sorry. I thought...
I'm not your private stud horse, you know? Miss Dial-a-Fuck.
Come here.
You know...
Come back.
I'm tired of being jerked around. I hope you find what you're looking for.
While Miranda misjudged the intensity of Skipper's feelings, Michael left Charlotte no doubt about his.
You're amazing. You've got everything I'm looking for, and I've never found before in one woman. Brains, taste, class. And you're very, very sexy.
Thank you.
Problem.
I hate doing it.
You hate giving blowjobs?
It's not that big of a deal, is it?
Well, sort of. Can't you just do it for me?
Would you really want me to do something that I didn't want to do?
You'll get used to it.
No, I won't. I never have. Sorry.
Well, I plan on getting a lot of blowjobs in the future. And I'm hoping that you're around when I get them.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I'll have to find them somewhere else.
You're telling me that you would give up a woman who really cares for you, who would share your hopes and your fears and your dreams, the future possible mother of your children, all for a blowjob?
You're right. Will you at least lick my balls?
Goodbye, Michael.
Michael was upset, but Butterscotch seemed pleased. She was finally back in her monogamous relationship. 12:30. In a city that never sleeps, neither did the real estate market.
Beautiful.
Isn't it? It went on the market at midnight, and you're the first one to see it. 2 bedrooms. Pre-war, fireplace, and views. Everything you wanted.
I love it. I really love it.
I knew you would.
Let's celebrate.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that you are working with another broker.
I can't believe you weren't going to show me this apartment.
a.m., and I already had a new man in my life.
You know, the greatest thing about writing a successful book, besides the validation, the acclaim, is knowing that I'm pumping my ideas into the world.
I thought it was the fact that you could behave like an utter asshole and people would find you amusing.
I'm like in love with you, you know that? I'm like fucking in love with you. Will you go home with me tonight?
Give me a minute, I just have to make a call.
Hello?
I just want to let you know that I'm at this very cool party for very cool people under 30, and this very cool novelist wants to take me home.
What the hell happened to you?
His name is Jared. He's really cute and really successful. And he just put his arms around me. Here, say hello, Jared.
Hello, Jared.
That was Jared.
Carrie, just get over here.
No, you get over here.
I can't. I don't know where you are.
I'm at the Luna Park Cafe. Just meet me out front. Your name's not on the list. 45 minutes later, I realized I was alone in a park at 3 a.m. and that it was time to call it a night.
What are you doing back here? You said to meet out front.
This is the front.
This isn't the front. This is the back. I've been waiting out front for 30 goddamn minutes.
You see those doors? That's the front. You were waiting at the street entrance.
The street entrance is the front entrance.
Depending on where you're coming from.
Okay. I'm here. Now, what's going on?
I've done the merry-go-round. I've been through the revolving door. I feel like I met somebody I can stand still with for a minute, and... Don't you want to stand still with me?
You dragged me out to a park at 3 in the morning to ask me if I want to stand still with you?
Yes. In a city of infinite options, sometimes there's no better feeling than knowing you only have one.